In a campaign that involves billboards, posters, and the cooperation of numerous community organizations, the Berkshire United Way is launching a comprehensive effort to raise awareness of the startlingly high teen birth rate in the westernmost county of Massachusetts. Christine Hazard is president and CEO of the Berkshire United Way.
While Massachusetts rate has come down 31% from 96 to 2009, Berkshire County rate has gone up 18%.
The latest data from the Department of Public Health shows that the birth rate for teen women aged 15 to 19 in Massachusetts is currently 19.5 per 1,000. Berkshire County sits above average with a rate at 27.2, but Pittsfield more than doubles the countywide average at 55.1. In 2009, 13.5% of the city's total births were given by teen mothers. North Adams has a rate of 51.3 births per 1,000 teen women. Christine Hazard says that there is limited access to care for teens living in rural parts of Berkshire County, which also contributes to the high birth rate.
There is recent research that shows that while the national rate has come down dramatically, particularly in urban and suburban areas, the rural areas are not coming down as much. And that, they believe, is because of lack of belief and hope and opportunity, and also a lack of access to reproductive health care and what have you because of being rural. So there's barriers around transportation. We also are we have a high poverty rate here, and so the financial aspect of being able to access reproductive health care and what have you can be a barrier for rural more than urban and suburban.
CEO of the Gladys Allen Brigham Community Center in Pittsfield, Kelly Marion, said that her organization will be participating in the campaign by hanging posters and having informational resources available about the facts on how to prevent teen pregnancy, but also on how to find and talk to health care providers in the area. Marion, a parent herself, also added that all parents need to take an active role early in educating their children about the realities and consequences of teen pregnancy.
And, you know, there is some education in the school, and we're appreciative of that. But first and foremost, it's our responsibility. We brought these children into the world, and we need to make sure that they have the skills going forward.
Mary Nash, project coordinator for the Berkshire Compact for Education, also said that her organization will be taking a role in driving ambition in students throughout the county by advocating for further education after high school and by letting children of all backgrounds know that college is accessible to them.
A few people pointed out today that some young people don't have aspirations for their future, and that's really the mission of the Berkshire Compact, is to raise the aspirations of young people to graduate from high school and to pursue higher education so that they can have the best opportunities available to them.
Christine Hazard reported that only 30% of adults in Berkshire County have a college degree, and that giving teens a role model and creating a drive to succeed is most important for curbing teen pregnancy. The public information campaign will continue. A series of billboards targeted toward teens are being displayed throughout the county. A second series targeting parents will follow. Recent data from New York City shows that its teen pregnancy rate has dropped by 27% over the last 10 years, which city officials are crediting to a state law that allows minors access to contraceptives, as well as a pilot program which provides Plan B emergency contraceptives to students. However, controversy is swirling around an ad campaign paid for by Mayor Bloomberg's administration, which depicts images of forlorn children sending a message that teen mothers and fathers are more likely to leave their children. Haydee Morales, Vice President of Education and Training at Planned Parenthood, said, quote, "The city's money would be better spent helping teens access health care, birth control, and high-quality sexual and reproductive health education, not an ad campaign intended to create shock value," unquote. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.